Hi, everyone, and welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
And it seems that romance is in the air.
It is February, after all.
Yes, the most romantic month.
Yeah, some people say, at least.
Okay, yeah. That's because it contains Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So February the 14th is Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. and on this day, it's kind of a tradition for if you're in a relationship, you get a card and a gift maybe for your partner. And if you're not in a relationship, but you would like to be, it's kind of a good time to
Write a love letter,
send a Valentine's card. Now, you know, if you're really brave about it, you can actually put your name on it and declare your love for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just kind of feeling things out and you're still a bit shy about the whole thing, you can just sign it from your Valentine.
Oh, okay. Good hint to know there.
Now, in the course of a life of over 36 years, I have received a sum total of one Valentine's card.
Aww.
And I can still remember what it says. It said, "You may not be tall, you may not be dark, but boy, are you handsome."
Aww.
There you go.
That's very
and
nice.
I don't know who sent it to
you
this
don't?
Day.
No.
I think it must have been about 13 or something.
Huh. I can't remember if I got any Valentines. I know in elementary school, everybody got Valentines.
That's right, because
you did it for your classmates.
You don't do that in the UK, but maybe, who knows?
Yeah, okay. I don't remember that far back.
No, I never sent a Valentine's card. And I don't think I've ever written a kind of a love letter confessional to somebody.
I have.
Have you?
I have.
Gossip.
Yes. I was very shy when I was younger.
Okay.
And it was just an easier way to get my feelings out, I guess, instead
of
turning pink and stumbling over my words.
Okay. Did it work?
Did
it have some kind of nice result?
The one that I'm remembering, no.
Okay.
But we did stay very good friends.
Well, that's almost just as good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, today's article, as you might have guessed, is a letter writing article, and it's all about writing a love letter to somebody. Now, our article gives you some instructions. You can either be Cassidy writing to Avery or Caleb writing to Kate. So let's look first at the kind of instructions and the topic for this article. So the idea is we're trying to figure out a love letter.
Mm-hmm.
And so you read the instructions and it's going to tell us exactly what we're going to do and what the length is and so on.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 120 words divided into two paragraphs.
Okay, so we've got solid instructions for each paragraph. Don't worry, we're going to tell you exactly what to do. So in paragraph one, the first thing we do is the purpose of the letter. We have to say why we are writing this letter.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously a love letter. It's confession of love. So you're going to say why you like the person you're writing to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And in paragraph two, you're going to say that you hope this other person, either Avery or Kate, you hope that they like you, but you understand if they don't. Feelings aren't always reciprocated.
Don't I know it?
Okay. But that you hope to remain friends. So you like them, why you like them, and then what you want to happen with that and what you hope to happen if it doesn't work.
Yeah. And you're kind of also wanting the person, either Kate or Avery, to write back.
Of course. You know,
you don't want to just be ignored. Okay. So out of all of this, the first part of paragraph one is pretty simple. You're writing to say that you really like somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And most of paragraph two is pretty simple as well, because you're kind of saying, you know, I'd like us to maybe go out on a date or, you know, let's try being a couple. And if you just want to be friends, that's okay, but please write back. All of that is pretty straightforward. The only thing where we're going to need to do some brainstorming is for the second part of the first paragraph. This is where you have to come up with reasons why you like somebody. And we want to do it in a way that's both complimentary and respectful. So we're talking about why we like them. We don't want to just concentrate on their appearance.
No.
But equally, we do want to say we think they look, you know, handsome, pretty, whatever.
I think
can include some of that.
That can be included. In my mind, it's not the most important.
No, it shouldn't be, no.
Yeah. So, yeah, we should talk about why they like them. Now, if you like this person a lot, the brainstorming shouldn't be too hard. You will probably be able to come up with a few reasons why you like them.
Mm.
You know, especially if you know them quite well. You're not just going, you have nice blue eyes.
Yes.
And
You're tall.
You are tall and you dress well. You kind of want to dig a little deeper.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we should also stress that this is just one suggested approach. There are lots of other ways to write a love letter that could include poetry, that could include all sorts of other stuff.
Yep.
Now, sample one in our magazine does kind of follow the instructions that are present in the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Sample two goes in a slightly different direction. It has four much shorter paragraphs, covers the same areas, but it's slightly different in other ways too.
Right.
So there are different ways to do it. We're going to concentrate on sample one as it kind of follows the approach set out in the article instructions.
Okay.
Now, before we get into brainstorming the first bit, we also need to point out this is a letter.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to use a letter format that includes putting the date at the start, putting the kind of opening, dear someone, dearest someone, and a slightly more formal closing. You know, something like that. In a business letter, it might be yours sincerely. This is a love letter, so we want something a little more heartfelt and romantic.
Right. Also, I mean, if it's someone that you do know, it can be a little bit more personal as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so there's another thing you should know about writing a letter, and this letter is coming from you. It's not coming from someone else via you, so it has to be in first person. Now, first person means that you're using I instead of you or he or she. You is actually used in second person.
Yeah.
Which is not very common in writing.
Yeah, second person is super rare. The only times I can think of it being used is in Homer's poem, The Odyssey, for one particular character, and also in the kind of choose your adventure books where it says, like, you walk into a room, you see a door on the left and a table on the right. What do you do?
Right. Sometimes we do use it in the ED magazine to introduce a person in a situation, maybe in an article.
Exactly.
Like that. But,
yeah, topic kind of thing.
Yeah. It's usually not going to be used in a personal letter that you're writing from you.
Yeah.
And he and she is used in third person, and there's really no reason to be using that in a personal letter because you're focusing on how you feel.
Yes, Pat likes you, you might write.
Well, it might be a bit strange.
Kind of funny. Okay, so let's take a look at this first paragraph. Now, the introduction should be pretty easy. It's just putting the right words in. You know you're writing the letter to tell someone that you like them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You just need to think of a way to phrase that and you're fine.
Right.
So the brainstorming is all about why. Now, sometimes this can be harder than it seems. You can't always explain why you like somebody. You
right.
just sometimes, kind of do.
Sometimes it's just a feeling.
Yeah, and in fact, trying to really describe it and trying to put it in words makes it seem less than you actually feel.
Right, unless you're like Walt Whitman or
if you're a
other
poet,
famous poets.
Some awesome person like that, maybe you can really do it. Mm. But when you actually write it down, it can seem rather kind of boring. Yeah, nice smile. Lots of people
sometimes
have a nice smile.
I think trite sometimes can
That's
sound
a good
trite.
Word.
Yeah.
T-R-I-T-E, trite, which means, it means kind of like, or a little stereotyped, a little commonplace, a little of course, you find this in every love letter ever.
Exactly, yeah.
Kind of thing, not like unique and special.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as we mentioned in our introduction earlier, we do maybe can say some nice things about a person's appearance, but don't limit yourself to that.
No, definitely focus on the person's personality. That is why most people like to be liked, to be honest. People like to be liked because they're a nice person or they have a good personality. So you need to also remember not to be creepy about it. You don't want to come off too much, I guess.
Yeah. Your feelings are really sort of strong and sort of strange, like, you know, I sometimes follow you home kind of stuff.
That's okay.
Not good, no.
Yeah, it's not good to write about and it's not good to do.
Yeah, and also you want to show the person you're writing that you care about them as a person and not as an object or a thing that you kind of want to have.
Right. You're also hoping they feel that way about you. And so that's a very good feeling to put across. You don't want to just say, oh, I like your body because
that's creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy and it's, I don't
know. It's not very personal about it.
It's not very romantic either.
You're kind of looking at the person like they are a car that you would like to drive around in.
Exactly.
Not something that you want to spend time with and have deep conversations with and do things together with.
Okay, so let's brainstorm.
And okay, sample one.
Yep.
Okay, we're talking about a guy called Avery.
Mm-hmm.
What do we know about Avery?
Okay, we know Avery is kind.
Great.
Okay, and we actually know why, and that's because he stuck up for Cassidy at one time.
Okay.
Okay, we also know that Avery is funny. He has a sense of humor.
Excellent.
And he's curious about the world. He likes to learn and ask questions.
Yeah, which is a good quality to have, because if someone's like, no, I'm not really interested in knowing new things, I'm happy with what I've got, then maybe you'll end up finding, well, that person's kind of boring.
Boring,
or that
yeah.
person doesn't want to go and try new things with me because they're not really that bothered. They're not curious about it.
Okay.
Okay, so those are a few qualities there. We've got to write about Avery, do one sentence for each. You've got three things, which is great.
Yeah.
Now, sample two doesn't quite follow this approach. He describes his feelings and hopes. He doesn't describe really what Kate, in this case, is like. It's just a different idea.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. Other things you could say about a person, you could say you like the way that someone is always respectful to other people.
Right. I mean, you could focus on things that they like to do. Maybe they have a hobby that they're really interested in. You also like this hobby, that sort of thing.
Yeah, maybe you like how friendly they are or how considerate they are towards others. You know, they're always trying to help other people. Mm-hmm. They're always looking out for other people who need something,
right.
that sort of stuff. They're always welcoming when new people come instead of just, sort of, I'm hanging with my friends, I don't care about new people. So there are all sorts of other qualities.
Yeah, good qualities are what you want to focus on here, I think.
Okay, now the paragraph could also include details such as how long have you known each other, when and where you first met, and maybe how long you've liked that person for. Was it love at first sight, or is it something that grew? Yes, grow slowly.
Okay.
Now, again, sample one, we've got a few details. So when and where did Avery and Cassidy first meet?
Well, they met in the same class. They were both in Mrs. Huang's class.
Okay.
And so they were classmates. And
how long has Cassidy liked Avery for?
Oh, well, ever since they first met.
It was love at first sight.
Love at first sight.
How lovely. Okay, so we've now got all sorts of details we can include in sample one. Sample two doesn't need quite so much brainstorming. We just need to sort of figure out a few key points, a few questions that you can simply answer, such as, what do you want to happen next? And what if this person, in this case Avery, doesn't like you back?
Okay.
So, you know, we've got to deal with that as well. You know, you want to stay friends is usually a pretty good thing to write.
Yeah.
So we look at sample one. So what does Cassidy want to happen next?
Well, she wants to see what life would be like as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe kind of get together, be boyfriend, girlfriend, that sort of thing. And she wants to know that Avery feels the same.
Yeah.
And she's also looking for a response. She wants Avery to reply to her letter.
Okay. But what if Avery doesn't like her back?
Oh, always a possibility. Well, Cassidy is hopeful, but, you know, she understands if that's not what he's interested in. So she hopes that they can still be friends. And she also hopes that Avery will be kind when he replies, not laughing at her like, haha, that's funny.
Yeah, he's not going to take her love letter and post it on the wall of their homeroom.
Which is not nice.
Or be kind of cruel about it or something. So let her down gently. You know, don't be it in a sort of, no, never, never in a million years. That would be a little
not
cruel.
Very nice.
Okay, we're going to take a short break now. When we come back, we're going to be looking at the structure and outline of our letter in a bit more detail. Right. So we've got ideas.
Yes, we do. And now we're going to put these ideas together.
Mm-hmm.
So we know how we're going to start. We just need to kind of put our ideas into simple sentences and build an outline. Okay, so introduction always comes first.
Yep.
And the introduction here in sample one starts like this. There's something I've been meaning to tell you.
Okay.
Nice way to sort of say you need to say something important.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're doing this because this is sort of part one of the introductions for this paragraph. Why are you writing the letter?
Right.
Because there's something that Cassidy wants to say.
Right.
And The thing she wants to say is, I've adored you ever since we met in Miss Huang's class.
There you go. Nice
and
simple.
Straight up simple fact. Yep. So we add then the reasons. Right. Why does she like Avery?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so reason number one we found out earlier was, the first thing I noticed about you was your kindness. Mm-hmm. There's reason number one, kindness.
Yep, reason number two.
Reason number two, I also love your sense of humor and your curiosity. Nice and simple.
Great stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, when you write the final sample, you'll be adding supporting details to back up what something that Avery did that was kind. Mm-hmm. How does he demonstrate his humor and his curiosity, that kind of thing.
Right.
But for the outline, you're just kind of planning things sort of main topic by main topic.
Right.
So that's paragraph one.
Okay.
Paragraph two, mm-hmm. the writer's hopes.
Okay.
And also those other bits we talked about before the break about what you want to happen next and what happens if
Avery
does not respond.
Right.
Or okay. doesn't like her back.
Okay, so let's start with a hope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so first hope, I can't help wondering what life would be like for us as a couple. So there's the being a couple hope there.
Yep.
We have to add a supporting detail to support this hope. And that is, I hope that you feel the same. So
yeah.
Two hopes there.
Okay.
One, you want to be a couple. One, you hope he wants to be a couple.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, but.
Oh.
Now, of course, Avery may not feel the same. Mm-hmm. So we've got the but. I will understand if you'd prefer to remain friends.
Okay.
So,
That's a nice way to put it.
Don't let this spoil our friendship, basically. Don't let this kind of declaration of love spoil mm-hmm. everything so that we can't be friends anymore.
Okay. And the supporting detail for that is, I'm sure you'll reply with kindness.
Yes. Yep. Be kind. Let me down gently. You know, say that, of course, we can still be friends.
Right.
And the conclusion, mm-hmm. I await your response with anticipation.
You know,
in other words, I'm really looking forward to
hearing from you.
Yeah, you'll either come and talk to me or you'll send me a letter or something like that. I will find out whether my hopes are going to come true or not.
Okay, so now you've basically put a letter down on paper, but it still looks like an outline. So what you're going to do now is that you're going to add your details, your transitions, all of these things that sort of make it a full essay. Now, what you want to do is you want to follow the logical steps in the descriptions and when giving your reasons. Don't go all over the place because then your letter is going to be confusing and Avery might not know what you're trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, so also another thing, you kind of want to keep a letter like this short and sweet.
Yes.
You know, you don't want to include too much information that's not related to your idea, your main point. And the outline is really good for this because it keeps your ideas sort of to the point and you don't want to add things that you don't need on top of that.
Kind of look through, and that's what your outline does. It sets out, okay, this doesn't seem, I've got a lovely sentence, but it doesn't seem to fit anywhere. It doesn't really have anything to do with anything else.
Right.
Maybe I can cut it out, and you'll be able to see that when you write your outline instead of writing your whole essay first and then going, oh, wait, that last sentence there, I don't even know why it's there. So following your outline allows you to sort of plan it as you go and make sure everything is following a nice structure, a nice order, and there's nothing useless or extra.
Right. Okay, so now we're going to read our full sample, sample one, and we'll find out a little bit more after it. So writing sample one, February 2nd, 2018. Dearest Avery, there's something I've been meaning to tell you. And the more I think about it, the harder it becomes to say. That's why I'm writing this letter. It's easier to express myself in writing. Here goes nothing. I've adored you ever since we met in Miss Huang's class. The first thing I noticed about you was your kindness. You stuck up for me when no one else would. My admiration for you has only grown from there. I also love your wonderful sense of humor and your curiosity about the world. I know we've been friends for years, but I can't help wondering what life would be like for us as a couple. More than anything, I hope that you feel the same. Though I can no longer hide my true feelings for you, I will understand if you'd prefer to remain friends. Losing you as a friend would be unbearable. Knowing you as I do, I'm sure you'll reply with kindness, whatever your thoughts are. With that, I await your response with anticipation. Always yours, Cassidy.
That is very, very sweet.
It's a nice letter.
It is a nice letter. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to have received a letter like that.
Well, maybe your wife can send you a nice letter for Valentine's Day.
She might send me an insulting line sticker. Okay. I think that's about as far as it will go.
Okay,
we're going to take a quick look at some of the words and phrases that we saw in that article that are quite useful to point out. And we've got the verb express, okay? Mm-hmm. Cassidy is expressing herself in writing. To express means to state something clearly.
Right.
Not sort of imply it or suggest it or sort of make a comment and hope the other person understands. You say it nice and clearly so there can be no doubt about your meaning.
Right.
And maybe she struggles to do this when she's talking. She can't quite get the right words out.
Right.
She finds it easier to write these things down.
That's always why I found it, because I could spend time thinking about what I really wanted to say. You can go back and erase things, and can't do that when you're talking.
Yeah, I like the talking part myself,
but
even if it goes wrong. So the next phrase we've got is here goes nothing, which is a fun phrase.
Mm-hmm. Here goes nothing is sort of an expression we use when we do or try something, even when we're not sure what's going to happen at the end. So maybe you're thinking about jumping out of an airplane and you never know how that's going to end. So you say, here goes nothing.
Here goes nothing.
Right. Now, it's often used about something we expect to be difficult or even unpleasant. Maybe a more true-to-life kind of situation. You have to get up in front of your class and give a speech, and it's never fun to do that.
You have no idea. It could be the worst speech.
Right.
You know, so here goes nothing. Like, all right, here we go. Let's see what happens. Mm-hmm. I'm not completely confident, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Right.
So, our next word is adore, okay, which is a stronger verb than love, I would say.
Right,
yeah. If you adore someone, you love everything about someone or something, but you also respect that person or thing deeply. So.
Right, it does have that element of respect there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so then we had the phrase stick up for somebody. And when you stick up for someone, you support a person when they are under attack or in a problem situation. Maybe that someone is criticizing them. You sort of say, well, I think that she is like this because she's a good person and blah, blah, blah. It's something that you kind of do when nobody else has sort of done that before. So you want to give support to a person who seems like always sort of failed in what they're trying.
Yeah. If your boss was kind of criticizing your coworker and everybody else was staying quiet, if you were to say, hang on a minute, I don't think that's fair criticism and I think her ideas or his ideas have some merit, then you're sticking up for that person.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. We've also got the word admiration. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cassidy has admiration for Avery. Admiration is just the noun form of admire.
Right.
I guess it's more to do with feelings of respect for somebody and their good qualities.
Right. So it's a less about love, more about respect.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then we have the adjective unbearable. Life would be unbearable without you as a friend. So when something is unbearable, it's so terrible that you just can't stand it and you need it to end.
Mm.
So, you know, if life without Avery would be so unbearable as a friend, it would just be really hard to be happy about your life without him as a friend.
It would affect all parts of her life.
Right.
She, you know, hope that school ended and she could go off to university and put him behind her or something.
Right.
Now, the last word of the letter was anticipation.
Mm.
Anticipation is the feeling of looking forward to an event in the future, something that you know is going to happen. It's not a will it happen, won't it happen. It's like, it's a thing, it's going to happen, and I'm excited about it.
It's like that feeling you get in your stomach when you know you're going on vacation the next day.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Right, so that's writing sample one. Now, we said writing sample two takes a different approach to a love letter. Let's read through it and see what Caleb has written. Writing sample two, February 2nd, 2018. Dear Kate, I'm going to come right out and say it, or at least write it, as I'm too shy to speak to you in person. I've admired you for a long time, and although we've been friends for a few years, I really wish we could be something more. I've been thinking about saying this for a long time, but I was worried that if I told you how I truly felt, it would damage our friendship. However, I've decided that I don't want to regret staying silent, keeping my passion locked away in my heart like a fierce beast in a cage. I would really like to go on a date with you, even if it's just to a coffee shop where we can chat. I really like spending time with you, and I would like to know if there's any potential for romance between us. I'm prepared to accept that you might not feel the same way about me. If that is the case, please don't let this letter spoil our friendship. No matter how you feel, I hope you write me back. Ever yours, Caleb. Who obviously is very British.
Caleb, he's got a lot of passion.
Oh, he has.
Yes. Now, passion is one of the nouns in that letter, and passion is strong feelings and emotions. He feels very strongly about his love for Kate.
Indeed. He feels so strong about it, he doesn't really talk much about Kate at all.
Mostly about himself.
Now, one of the more unusual phrases, he describes his heart as like a fierce beast in a cage, and if he keeps his passion in there, he'll be like putting a lion in a cage. A lion is a fierce beast.
Mm-hmm.
Fierce can mean aggressive and possibly dangerous, and we use this when we're talking about an animal or maybe someone with a bad temper.
Right.
Fierce can also mean powerfully intense. So, you know, we could say he has pretty fierce feelings.
Right. We also use fierce to talk about the weather a lot.
Yeah.
So if there's a big storm, we're not going to say it's a calm storm. We're going to say it's a fierce storm. There's a lot of wind and rain and dangerous, like those big typhoons we get once a year. Yeah. We called it a fierce beast. Now, a beast is an animal. We usually to describe it as a wild or a dangerous animal, like a bear or a lion or a tiger or a wolf or something like that. Generally, it's used for animals with 4 feet. We don't usually call insects or birds beasts, unless you're thinking about dinosaur birds,
something like that. Yeah, or fish. We don't think of fish as being beasts so much.
Not really, unless you're talking about like a white
Big shark. And towards the end of the article, Caleb would like to know if there's any potential for romance. Potential is the possibility of something happening or of someone doing something in the future. So if there's any potential for romance, he's basically saying, do you feel the same way?
Right.
Do you have the same feelings for me as I do for you?
Right. Okay, well, that's our letter.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it gives you some ideas if you want to write your own love letter this February.
Poetry. Definitely poetry, which we haven't had time to cover.
Right.
I'd put a poem in my first draft of the sample, but there just wasn't enough room for it.
Nah.
If you do your outline properly, you'll realize the outline does not allow for poetry.
No, well,
so maybe cut it out.
Right. You just write a little poem and just
send the poem separately in the card, in the Valentine's card.
Yeah.
Well, we're out of time for today. I hope that's given you some ideas about love letter writing or any other kinds of letter writing for that matter. Thank you for listening to us today for English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.